This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The stock of the day today, hands down, trades under the ticker symbol SNAP, Snap, parent of Snapchat, the disappearing messaging app. On the first day of trading, that is today, shares rose 44%, making Snap's founders billionaires by the time the sun sets out by the beach in Venice, California, where the company is based. The IPO is also going to be a life changer for lots of Snap's employees who are now millionaires. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has a look at the impact of so much young money in one place.
If you didn't know you were in the office of a wealth manager, the pile of fake money on Todd Morgan's desk would, yeah, you'd get it. Morgan is the head of Bel Air Investment Advisors in Los Angeles. His firm manages $7 billion in assets.
We're in the keep-em-rich business versus the make-em-rich business.
Morgan says one of the big challenges with some new tech millionaires is that they come from the startup culture, and the first thing they want to do with their new money is risk it.
They might sprinkle it around 10 different deals and maybe put $50,000 in a deal, hoping that one of them will be, you know, the next Facebook.
Morgan's firm has joined the conga line of money managers, luxury providers, and real estate agents trying to get a piece of the business generated by Snap's IPO. A mile away from Snap's office, real estate broker Michael Grady shows me around.
Condos here on the first and second floor are $1 million to $1.5 million.
Grady says the irony is that Snap's new homebuyers may pay a price for their company's success.
Value of real estate arguably could go up because now there's more purchasing power, more people out there looking, and that raises the price.
He says there's likely to be a housing bump, but brokers shouldn't necessarily bank on a buying frenzy.
Young money has a different mentality. They're the Airbnb generation and leave it and bounce or whatever. There's a less of an ownership mentality.
And a lot of these millionaires are millionaires on paper for now. Plus, they're just beginning to wrap their minds around their money. That can be more difficult than it seems, says psychologist Stephen Goldbart. Actually, there's a name for this problem we'd all like to have.
Sudden wealth syndrome.
Goldbart coined that phrase after the first dot-com boom. He says after a windfall, there's the honeymoon phase.
Wow, this is great. Fantastic.
Then comes the identity crisis. Now what's my role in society? How do people perceive me?
Including their friends saying, well, now who are you? And give me some. And what can you do for me?
To help its employees, Snap is offering legal and financial services. Meanwhile, some employees are already getting a taste of what it's like to be targeted for their money.
Community over campus. Delete the app.
All week, demonstrators like Alexandria Yall have been outside the Snap building in Venice protesting the company's growing footprint in their neighborhood.
They're exploiting our neighborhood for their gain.
They don't call Venice Silicon Beach for nothing. And protesters are worried about all of these new millionaires flowing into the city. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.